Hi, I'm Will Shires, and this is Talking Trucks. Last month, I caught up with retiring truck racer Shane Brereton in Budapest. I was in Hungary for an Apollo Tyres press event, and he was there as the tyre manufacturer had been his main sponsor for the past few years. After an exhilarating lap in the passenger seat of his 1200 horsepower MAN truck, we chatted about his racing career and then discussed what he's been up to at home with Tor Trucks and Tor Tanker Rentals. Shane, thank you very much for scaring the shit out of me in that lap we just did. Now, we normally do these podcasts in the cab of the truck that we're going to be talking about, but that bucket seat was so uncomfortable that I think that isn't going to work, not for my backside anyway. What are we in instead? Tell us about this truck.
We're in a 150, 1956 pickup.
Yeah, it's stunning, absolutely stunning. And you use it as a promotional tool for the business, do you?
Yeah, we've had it for several years now, and it's just nice and never get bored of looking at it.
Yeah, oh, I bet. Right, going back to the race truck though, what is it?
It's an MAN TGA. So the cab and the chassis are hollow-magated to match. It has a D26 in it.
Okay.
Which is around about 1,200 horsepower and just over 6,000 newton meters of torque.
Wow.
So we have an MAN Works engine. It is possible to get more power out of some other engine suppliers, but the Works engine, the continuity and the longevity of it, you know, it's about finishing the races.
Yeah.
It is a very good engine, and they've supported us very well over the years.
Got you. Now, that was phenomenally fast. Give me some idea how fast it was, that sort of acceleration.
Well, we don't do standing starts because the clutch wouldn't take it.
Of course.
So sort of scenario would be 40 to 100 miles an hour. Is around about the same as a GT3 Porsche.
Is it really?
Not a road one, or track one.
Wow.
So a skinned out one. You know, it is, when you can get it all down in perfect scenarios, it is very quick acceleration.
And to me, it feels even faster because you're sitting so high up, aren't you? It's just quite unnerving going into the bends at that sort of speed.
Yeah. It is unnerving because if you're in a car and you roll a little bit, you don't feel the roll much, but because you're sat up very high, you roll, but it's emphasized because of the cabs are high.
Yes.
And it is very physical, very physical.
Yeah.
And it's mainly like in your center core, you always ache so much after a race weekend there.
Oh, I bet you do.
And the other thing that I think gets everyone, the brakes are absolutely insane. They're amazing. I think that's probably more impressive than the power.
Yeah. And you're spraying water on them continually, aren't you?
Yeah, that's to maintain the temperature because they would just overheat.
Yeah.
But because when you brake, you force the front tyres into the ground and you've got so much weight forced in, the braking is just out of this world.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I always enjoy, you go to somewhere like Nürburgring and you go down the straight at 100 and you come to the corner and you're literally on top before you brake and everyone, you see their legs go to brake for you.
Yeah. Is Nürburgring your favourite track?
To be honest, the European tracks, there you do have favourites, but they're all fantastic. They really are, and they've all got their different bits. Hungary, you know, it's got lots of bends up the top that are sort of like in and out, and you're sort of, you get out of one corner and you haven't even got time to think you're in the next one, and then you race somewhere like Zolder, and that's just plain scary.
Yeah.
You're going around one of the corners, there are 100, and you can't see where you're going. You go around there blind. every track's got its own quirks.
Yeah, yeah. What about in the UK? Have you raced on most tracks?
Yeah, I had a short spell in the British. Got some good tracks. Brands in the Dry is a buzz, if you can get it right.
Yeah.
That's really good. Snetterton's good. Pembrey's good. Technical. But my favourite UK track is 100% Donington.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. If you go through Craner Curves and you can feel that limiter come in down through there, you know you're moving.
Yeah. I see. How do you mentally prepare for a race? I mean, how many years have you been doing it now?
Track racing 7 years, but sort of racing sort of dates back to I won my first title in a stock car in 88.
Blimey.
Yeah, Midland champion in 88. So I've done a lot of racing over the years, but truck racing 7. Truck racing is difficult.
Do you still get nervous before a race?
Sometimes I have. It's strange. I have to have routines, and if I'm out of the routines, I'm like all the pieces. You know, I sort of. I don't like talking to a lot of people before I race. I like to sort of shut myself away.
Yep.
And be, I don't know, I sort of go in myself, really. And I have my funny little routines. Like, I'll always have a Red Bull and drink half of it before qualifying and then the other half of the race.
Oh, right, really?
I'll always put all my underwear, all my socks and all my kit and my helmet the night before. It's all neat. Sat on the table ready. I don't leave anything to chance.
Yeah.
I like to go to bed knowing everything is ready for the next day. And then I can just deal with the challenges on the day, not the stuff that you could have put off, really.
I see. What's the best result you've had? What race were you most happy with?
Well, it's strange. I would say my first win in the truck at Czech Republic was just like, I was on cloud nine. But I would say one of the races I was probably the proudest of was the other day winning Le Mans. But yeah. I've also had races with people where we've nearly been at the back and been last, and you've had such a good race with the person where you change places. That almost takes the overwhelms the thrill of the position, in
yeah.
all honesty. You know, it's hard. There's when you have that wheel on wheel fight with someone, there's something about that's why you do it.
I see. What about crashing? What's the worst crash you've had?
Oh god. When I overtook Stuart Oliver at Pembrey up the inside and it aquaplaned and went straight through Honda curbs and hit the bank flat out and the windscreen come out and I instantly hurt.
Yeah.
The minute that the bang had happened and the pain was already there, and I always remember sort of sighing and looking down, and as I looked down I saw the reverse camera and Stuart come in the back of me then.
Oh god.
Yeah. That was painful. And
did you injure yourself?
No, just black bruises everywhere, my chest,
yeah,
and my crouch straps, they had done the damage, and I was just right black down through the front.
Yeah.
And this is where I think people suddenly took us serious, because our truck looked wrote off. Chassis was bent, cab was badly damaged, hit the front axle out, it was a mess. And we come back that night, we loaded it. On the Monday, me and all the lads met at the yard, we unloaded it, we worked late, steam cleaned it, we made a list of what we needed. We were very lucky. Roger Carter drove to Jochenhans and he picked up all the parts that we needed, and we pretty well worked every day and we got to Brands 2 weeks' time, and the truck looked like brand new.
Wow.
And it was still quick, yeah. You know, and then people thought we had a new truck, and that was where I've been very fortunate in my truck racing. I have had an amazing team.
Yeah, because this is it now. You've officially retired, haven't you?
Yeah. Lot of reasons, but mainly I want to spend more time with my family.
Yeah.
I do a little bit of car racing so I can keep my toe dipped in the water there.
What do you race?
I have E-Type, an old E-Type that we race, and I have Stirling Moss's 1959 Cupra Monaco.
Wow.
And that is a privilege to drive.
Oh, I bet it is. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is. You feel a huge weight on yourself to drive it.
Yeah.
And look after it. If you know, there's a piece of British history there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, I'm 54 the other day, and one of the things that made me really chuckle was when I won at Le Mans, honestly, I was so excited, and I'd gone up for the podium, but I felt exhausted. I was absolutely hanging, and Tio comes second, so they done the third place, they done Tio, and he leapt and jumped up the steps and ran up onto the podium. And I thought, oh, he's got like the energy he just got in the truck, you know? And then when they called me, I just quietly walked on home, got mine. And I thought, I'm definitely making the right choice.
Yeah. And presumably you'll have some more time to spend on your businesses, which, well, yeah. we got tour trucks and tour tanker rentals.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the tanker business. Well, first question for you, your sponsor, Apollo Tyres. You fit Apollo Tyres on the tanker fleet, don't you?
Yeah, it is.
Is that because you have to?
No, not at all. The sponsorship, I've been very proud to be associated with them, and I can continue to be an ambassador. But on the flip side, we fit their tyres, and nothing to do with being sponsored by them. They do what they're meant to.
Yeah.
Absolute static with the performance with them. We spec them on our new trailers now. And they also own Verdestein, and all my cars have got a Verdestein on. That's a good tyre as well. So yes. it's just a good partnership. And very fortunate to go to the factory and see how they're made, and I'm absolutely astonished at what goes into making a tyre.
Yeah.
and the depths of the quality and the sort of quality control that they adopt.
I've done the factory tour as well, and yeah, I was incredibly impressed. I thought Apollo was an Indian, well, it is an Indian tyre manufacturer, but the research is done in the Netherlands, and they're built in Hungary, aren't they?
Yes. And they're just so proactive, but they're also very conservative. So all the tyres are built on the conservative side. My customers that run them, the Muckaway boys, they don't tend to get the punctures and the sidewall damage. There's no logical reason for that, but they just don't seem to get the problems.
Yeah,
you know, it's, and they've got a good ethos through the whole company. Everyone is quality driven, provide a good service, you know, and I think privileged to be associated with them.
Okay, great. Now, your tanker fleet, how many tankers are you currently do you have? How many are you renting?
So we currently got 85, and then we've got more on order, which will take us just over the 100 next year. It's going well. It's a lot of work. My daughter Amanda, she leads most of that, and she has to equally take as much credit for us growing it as me. I'm more behind the scenes, where she's more the face the customers see. Yeah. But whenever there's a problem, she's the one that sorts the problems out. You know, I'm sort of the man on the ground behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
I like doing the work, but she's the face of it.
Okay, and then tour trucks, which most of our listeners know you best for. I've just seen Broughton's latest S-Way, which looks stunning. I think that's the best S-Way I've seen so far. That's your handiwork, isn't it?
Yeah. So Toby brought it, and we sort of like didn't really know what we were going to do with it. And then I done a little bit of, I always look at the Dutch because, you know, they just have a flair. And I saw a couple, and I sort of thought, like, how can we get the right look for Toby as well?
Yeah.
And I asked Toby if he'd come down and go round this one with me, because there was a few bits that I wanted to do I was a bit concerned he'd not approve of. But he come down it, and from that sort of it developed, and I could tell that he was into, is passionate about getting it to look nice as me. And I absolutely come up trumps.
That's phenomenal.
The nicest one I've ever seen.
Are you working on anything else for at the moment? Anything worth talking about?
I'm doing a nice muck away Scania at the moment, which I think is just crazy, insane truck.
As in big cab?
Big cab, big engine, full air.
Wow.
It's going to be out of this world. Yeah. So we've been on with that for a while. It's quite a difficult. There's been a lot of hurdles to overcome to get the look we want. But we're getting there with it, and I think it's on the downhill run now. And once we finish manufacturing all the stuff, I'm not saying the paint will be the easy bit, but that will be the more straightforward bit.
Oh, I look forward to seeing that one.
Yeah, it is. I want him to take it to Holland when it's done, because I think it's going to look that stunning and that sort of crazy. I think it needs to sort of go where it's the passion has come from, really.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Well, look, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
No, thank you. And I'm glad you enjoyed your truck scare.
Yeah, yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
I just need to go and get some new underwear now.